Tucked away in Banning at the last off-ramp before the Cabazon Outlet Mall is an industrial building sporting a mid-century look. What's inside is a childhood staple that spans generations. The Museum of Pinball is home to over 600 machines, ranging from the 1950s all the way up to today. The trove of dinging, clanging, and ringing pinball machines is the largest private collection in the world. Jonathan Weeks, along with his dad John, run the museum.
Pinball is very interesting to me. It's got a lot of art to it, a lot of fun. Each game's a little bit different. It's not like playing something on a computer. It's physical. It's something that's there. It's really interesting and really fun.
You know, it's a really fun game to play. You pull the flipper back, you let the ball ride, and you get a chance to just immerse yourself in different characters or different themes. We have the games on free play here. Back in the day, people would throw a quarter in or 50 cents and get three balls and play for sometimes. You have some people who can play for hours on one ball and some people who lose the first couple balls in just a second, you know.
For the event, which Modernism Week christened Retro Pinball Mania, not only was there gaming action, there was an outdoor area with drinks and food appropriate for the period, chili dogs and hamburgers served from Airstream trailers. Back inside the museum, which is row upon row of pinball machines, I meet a woman wearing a self-made dress covered with malt shop cuisine and shiny pink pumps.
Well, my name is Dolores Barrett, and I'm here for Modernism Week, and we're on this tour about retro pinball. I've really never played pinball, but I started out by playing the Terminator, and now I'm hooked. I have to admit, I am overwhelmed with how wonderful this experience is, and I have a feeling I'm going to become a hardcore fan.
While Dolores Barrett discovers the game at a youthful 53, also in the gaming hall is Jamie Vanderit from Canada. He's a generation away from Barrett at 32. Despite the age difference, he says there's no comparison between the real and digital versions of pinball.
I have played versions on iPad and on the computer and stuff, and while you can really be quite good, it's not nearly the same thing as playing it in the flesh. I mean, the machines all have their own quirks that you don't really get into when you're playing a digital version, and you don't feel the ball bouncing around, you don't hear the kick of the free game kind of thumper, and it doesn't quite match, not even close.
Somewhere between 110 and 120 people spent the President's Day evening venturing back to a bygone era at the Museum of Pinball. That number will certainly go up next year when word of mouth spreads about the event. Matt Gillum, KVCR News, Banning.